At this time, Cassius 92.7 brings you the Trojan Sports Report with all the latest news on Chambersburg Trojan Athletics. Now here's your host, Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores.
Good afternoon, Trojan Nation. Today is Wednesday, May 22nd, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to this week's episode of the Trojan Sports Report. I'm your host, Jeremy Flores, and I want to thank you for joining us today only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio as we recap and look ahead at what has been going on with Trojan Athletics. We're in the home stretch of the 2019 spring season and just a little over a week away from graduation for the class of 2019, but we still have a lot going on for Trojan Athletics. So now let's take a look at this past week and how our Trojan student athletes and teams performed on the fields and on the courts. For varsity boys volleyball, last Thursday they traveled to Exeter Township for the first round of the District 3 playoff tournament. They took on the Cougars of Palmyra and won by a score of 3-1. The set scores in that match were 25-22, 25-19, 20-25, and 25-20. With the win, they advanced to the District 3 quarterfinals this past Monday evening, and they traveled to Cumberland Valley to take on the number 1 ranked Eagles. They came up short, losing 3-0, but still are alive in the District 3 tournament as they drop to the consolation bracket. And we'll have more information on that coming up later in the show. And varsity track and field had an incredible day. 2 days at the 2019 District 3 championships this past Friday and Saturday at Shippensburg University. The boys team finished third overall, and the team had 15 student athletes qualify for the PIAA championships this coming weekend. Some notable results from that meet include: on the girls' side, Brea Klopper finishing fourth in the 100 hurdles with a new school record of 14.86 seconds. And then on the boys' side, Tyshawn Worrell finished third in the 100-meter dash. He set two new school records this past weekend in the semifinal heat with a time of 10.66, and in the final heat a time of 10.64, with only 1/1000th of a second separating him and the first and second place finishers. Our 4x100 relay team of Jaden Jones, Jonathan Jeffrey, Donovan Moses, and Tyshawn Worrell finished second. They also set a new school record of a time of 42.16 seconds. And our 4x400 meter relay team finished second, also setting a new school record of 3 minutes, 20 seconds, 20.33 seconds. And that team included Aaron Maynard, Gideon Korkutovich, Deontay Barber, and Tyshawn Worrell. And then congrats to Brock Harmon for finishing third in the shot put with a career best throw at 55 feet, 5 inches. So congrats to the team on a great District 3 meet. We'll have more information on them and what they're going to be up to this Friday and Saturday at the PIAA Championships as well. So that wraps up last week's scores and highlights. If you'd like to check out our final scores daily, just follow us on Twitter at @CASDAthletics, as I do my best to post the final scores there each and every evening. So if you're just now tuning in, we'd like to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report here on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. You can join us here live every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. or listen to a rebroadcast at 4:30 p.m. So now as we kind of move on into the next segment of our show, we've been highlighting a lot of our teams that are competing in the postseason, and I'd like to welcome our head varsity softball coach here, Chris Scoltetti, to the studio as we talk about this past season, and we want to get his thoughts on the upcoming playoff game against Manheim Township tomorrow. So, Coach Scoltetti, welcome.
Thanks, Jeremy. Great to be here.
All right, so first question, Coach. You know, this is your fourth year as our head coach here at Chambersburg, so you've got a lot of experience, and there's been a lot of success that the team has had in those 4 years. I think of 2 district championships, 2 mid-pen championships, 2 PIAA semifinal appearances, and the team's just performed really, really well these past 4 years under your leadership. So what do you most enjoy about coaching? And now that you're in your fourth year, has it been everything you've expected or not?
Well, the thing I enjoy most is definitely being around the girls. Different characters, different things that they do, just the way that they are, and watching them grow and develop from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Being my fourth year, this is my first freshman class that's actually going to graduate this year.
Yeah, wow.
So they've developed a lot since they were freshmen, and it's just been a lot of fun. The experience has been more than I expected, with the good and the bad,
yeah.
but mostly with the good, for sure.
Awesome. I mean, so, you know, you just talked about good and bad. Any season, no matter how good a team does or how much they accomplish, there's ups and downs that they go through. So when you look at this past season, in this 2019 campaign, what are maybe one or two of the biggest highlights that stick out to you the most?
Well, one of the things for sure is the girls just finding their way. We started off pretty easily with a lot of victories and started to slump a little bit, and we had to find our way back to where we're at now, playing our best ball at the end of the season. So that was definitely one thing that we had to figure out and was a definite highlight. The other highlight was, and we actually used this in the middle of our season when we were slumping, was the motivation. A good friend of mine, Coach Burke, provided in the paper when he was talking about Waynesboro and how they were going to take care of business, and we thumped them pretty good 11-1 in five innings, and that got the girls going again.
Awesome. So, you know, I think at the beginning of every season, you sit down with the team, you sit down with your staff, and you talk about goals. And I know you oftentimes take the team through the Fieldhouse gym, look at the banners, look at what the past teams have accomplished, just kind of set a standard of what's expected of the program, you know, moving forward. But when you talk about team goals, maybe share what were some of those goals that you guys set at the beginning of the season? And I would think that postseason is probably one of them. But what others did you guys have in mind this year?
Yeah, postseason is definitely one of the things we do. But we look more at putting numbers on the banners, putting trophies in the case, you know, for the future when these girls, you know, have families 10, 15 years down the road, they can come back and see this and see that they were a part of that. So putting numbers on the banners is our number one goal, whether it's a Mid-Penn championship, district championship, and obviously the elusive state championship that's avoided us for the past 4 years. We accomplished a lot as a team so far this year. We didn't get the Commonwealth, so we have a chance still here to get the other numbers that we need to put on the board. And they're in front of us, and we just got to perform and do what we do best, is play ball.
Yeah. I mean, just being in position to get a Commonwealth title or district title is an accomplishment in and of itself. And you've got to be in that situation before you can check those goals off. So, and I know you ran into a great Central Dolphin team.
Yes,
hopefully we'll get another chance at them here here soon. Yes. So postseason, you know, tomorrow is a big game against Manheim Township. We're hosting them in the 6A quarterfinal round. But without sharing too much, because you never know what Blue Streak fans may be in Trojan country and driving through, what's your game plan going into tomorrow? Is the team excited? What do you expect out of the Blue Streaks, you know, and what's their style of play? So maybe just give us a little bit of a preview on what we can expect tomorrow.
Well, we really don't know much about them because they stay in their division pretty well. They don't play any crossover games of common opponents that we have. So we got to go by what we can find on the internet there. They have a couple good hitters. They have solid pitching. They don't steal a lot of bases like we do, so we're hoping to take advantage of that with our run game. Obviously, with the layoff we've had, they've had a layoff. You're hoping that you can get focused again and back in that energy. When you're in the final eight, you got to expect the best because it's the final eight of the district, so all teams are good. So we're expecting a hard-fought battle tomorrow for sure.
So, you know, obviously it's going to be a tough game. And I think, you know, anytime you run into a quarterfinal game, semifinal, championship, whatever it may be, you've got to get the team hyped up, pumped up, ready to go to compete at a high level. Because like you said, you've got to be focused on the task at hand. So how do you guys do that? How do you do that? How does the staff prepare these girls for these big games, for these big moments?
Well, our preparation last 2 weeks since we were off, we had a couple scrimmages. And gave them some time off, too, to rest and heal. So we're 100% healthy right now, which is the first time in a while that we've had that. It's just nice for these scrimmages. The problem with the scrimmages is not a real game. So you try to hype them up as much as you can with the energy. But to be honest with you, the biggest thing I do is just remind them what happened last year, how we felt on that last game when we lost. And we had to say goodbye to a senior, two seniors, I'm sorry, and how that feeling was. And it seems to motivate them to not want to lose these next four seniors. We're not ready to give up on them. We're not ready to let them go in the society. We want to keep them as long, hopefully for the next 4 weeks, until they tell us, you know what, you can't play anymore. So that's our motivation. So our kids are pretty hyped to play for those seniors.
Awesome. So, well, Coach Scoltetti, I just want to thank you for joining us here today on the Trojan Sports Report. You know, so just to recap what we talked about, the Lady Trojans softball team is going to be competing tomorrow in the quarterfinal round of the District 3 6A playoffs. Tomorrow, May 22nd. The game time is 4:30 p.m. against Manheim Township, and that game will be hosted at home at Norlo Park. If you plan to attend as a spectator, just a reminder, admission is $6 for adults and $4 for students, so we hope to see you there. Well, thanks, Coach Goldteddy. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, so if you're just now tuning in, we'd like to welcome you once again to the Trojan Sports Report here on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. Like I said before, you can listen live every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. or listen to a rebroadcast at 4:30 p.m. this afternoon as well. So as we look at upcoming events for the rest of this week and going into early next week, we just talked a lot about softball and what they are going to be up to tomorrow. But we have some other sports still in action as well. So for today, Wednesday, May 22nd, the varsity boys volleyball team travels to Red Lion High School to take on the Black Knights of Hempfield in a District 3 consolation semifinal. That game will begin at 6 p.m., with the winner heading to the fifth place match on Friday against the winner of Warwick and Exeter Township. Once again, tomorrow, Thursday, May 23rd, varsity softball hosts Manheim Township at 4:30 p.m. at Norlo Park in the District 3 6A quarterfinals. Admission is $6 for adults and $4 for students, and a reminder that no passes will be accepted. Special note, we are hosting a 5A quarterfinal game prior to our game at Norlo Park as well. That game begins at 2 p.m., and it is with Greencastle Antrim and Waynesboro. But we are keeping a close eye on the weather and the forecast, so stay tuned to our website and Twitter accounts in case there is a postponement or anything like that. So just stay tuned for any updates to those games. But once again, varsity softball will take on Manheim Township at 4:30 p.m. tomorrow. On Friday and Saturday, May 24th and May 25th, our varsity track and field team will be competing at the PIAA Championships, once again at Shippensburg University. And just to highlight those athletes that will be competing, on the girls' side, we have five that qualified. That includes our 4x100 team of Jacelyn Jones, Anaya Jones, Taryn Robinson, and Chanel Burrows. And in the 100 hurdles and 300 hurdles, we have Brea Klopper competing. So good luck to the girls competing this weekend at the PIAA State Championships. On the boys' side, we have 10 student-athletes competing in various events. In the 100-meter dash, we have Tyshawn Worrell. He is the third overall seed, but again, just 1/1000th of a second behind the first and second seeds there. In the 1600-meter run, we have Trenton Overcash competing. Our 4x100-meter relay team of Jaden Jones, Jonathan Jeffrey, Donovan Moses, and Tyshawn Worrell will be competing. Our 4x400-meter relay team of Aaron Maynard, Keenan Korkutovich, Deontay Barber, and Tyshawn Worrell will be competing. And our 4x800-meter relay team will also be there. And that team consists of Deontay Barber, Joe Corwell, Aaron Maynard, and Trenton Overcash. And then in the field events, we have Brock Carman competing in both the shot put and the discus. So good luck to those 10 gentlemen this weekend. And good luck once again to the five females as well. We wish you guys nothing but the best this Friday and Saturday. Looking to next week, no events are scheduled for Monday, May 27th, but stay tuned for updates from softball and boys volleyball as they advance through the District 3 playoffs for more events that will be happening next week. So again, I know I quickly ran through that list. If you want to check out our weekly and daily schedules, visit our website at www.casdonline.org/athletics. Or follow us on Twitter at @CASDAthletics. We post our weekly and daily schedules there as often as possible. So with that said, we're out of time for today's show. For more Trojan Athletics information, please visit our website or follow us on Twitter. And I just want to thank you for listening in, as we'll be back next Wednesday, May 29th at 1:30 p.m. for another version of the Trojan Sports Report. Only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. And don't forget to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at approximately 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. Go Trojans!
You've been listening to the Trojan Sports Report with Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores. Join us every Wednesday at 1:30 for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 Trojan Radio.